Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And it's just gone 3:48. We now cross to the United States, where Rabbi Pupko is standing by. Rabbi, thanks so much for chatting with us on the Home Run. A couple of different points I wanted to touch on with you. But of course, the news coming out of Israel is the flotilla. Do you think, in your opinion, that Israel handled the issue well? And what do you think of the fact that Israel did not allow them to dock?
Yeah, I think actually Israel managed it very well. Something that is refreshing, because a lot of the PR disasters we've seen for Israel in the past year and a half were definitely disheartening. And this was actually managed very professionally from not only the PR side of it, but also logistically. Everyone was taken off that boat with no one being injured, no incident. And so I would say all in all, it was handled very smoothly. It's easy to say something that I was thinking is just say, let Greta Thunberg go into Gaza. All right, let her go in for herself and see how that works out. But you need to understand that doing that would make things all the more complicated for Israel. It is actually still a war zone. And so having 8 foreign citizens with, you know, everything that comes with that in a war zone, trying to navigate that would be very difficult. So all in all, I would say A+, very well managed.
Talking about Greta, did you see the photo of her being given a sandwich by an Israeli soldier? And the photographer seems to have got her in a moment there, in a moment of actually smiling as she gets that sandwich. And there she's trying to come and make Israel look bad. I think the whole thing to some extent discredited her. And looking at some of the comments, people have said that she shouldn't have got involved in this issue. But I want to move to a different issue with you. Do you think the American President Donald Trump can and will revoke Columbia University's accreditation? And what do these kind of threats tell us about these Ivy League institutions?
Yeah, very good question. The issue of Columbia University is not an easy one, because it obviously has in the United States, you have the federal level, the state level. But yeah, I believe universities are accredited federally in Washington, D.C. And I've been saying this for a long time. Columbia should lose their accreditation just for their simple inability to control a school. It happens all the time in America, the big country with a lot of schools. And sometimes there are schools that are deemed to be, you can't keep them open. There are certain businesses, you know, if you go to a restaurant and they're not able to keep the kitchen clean, the restaurant is closed down by the government. And so same thing here. You know, if they can't run an organization, if they can't run an educational institution without it turning into an internationally embarrassing spectacle, they should be closed down.
The UK lawyer, and I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with this, Natasha Hausdorff, who always defends Israel in the media, was treated atrociously by Piers Morgan on his show. Do you think that this interview finally revealed which side Piers Morgan stands?
Absolutely. I've been listening to Piers Morgan since the beginning of this war, and because he has different guests on, and you're always not sure which side he's on, but this definitely revealed such an extraordinary bias. And forget a moment, just forget about the Israel-Gaza thing. That's not how you treat anyone. That's not how you speak to a woman. That's not how you speak. It was so obnoxious and grotesque and sexist that I think it not only revealed Piers Morgan's bias against Israel, but also just who he is as a human being.
And for anyone who hasn't seen that interview, I'd urge you to do that. Rabbi, I wanted to move on to something different. The Muslim candidate running for the mayor of New York City, and he has been accused of being an anti-Semite, and this is Zoran Mamdani. How dangerous is a mayoral race win by Mamdani for Jews in New York City?
Very. New York City is the city where you have the United Nations, where you have Wall Street, where you have so many museums and universities. In many ways, it's the epicenter of urban life in the West. And to have someone like him who openly states he supports a boycott of Israel, someone who is so hostile to Israel and to the Jewish people, is something very dangerous. It's important to note that New York City is not only home to the largest population of Jews in the world, it's the largest Jewish population in a city in the world, more than Tel Aviv. It's also home to many, many Israelis. And so he would be an absolute catastrophe for Jews in New York City, for Israelis in New York City, and frankly, for New York City itself. I mean, he's strongly connected to a group called the Democratic Socialists of America, which is an anti-Semitic communist organization, and it would be a catastrophe.
What are the chances?
Very, very high. The last poll I saw had only a 2-point difference between the between him and Andrew Cuomo, and even the very Orthodox communities in New York who have a very difficult relationship with Andrew Cuomo said they'll be voting for him just because Mamdani is such a danger to the Jewish community.
Rabbi, the UK is sanctioning Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, two Israeli ministers, for things that they said. The UK, it doesn't seem, are satisfied on policing thought only in the UK. Now they want to police other countries too. Can I ask you for your comment on that?
The UK has failed to secure its own population. You see what's happening in various cities in the UK with the takeover of extremist elements. I wish the UK would take its own security as seriously as it takes foreign affairs and probably inconsequential drama. I'm very much not a fan of Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, but I also imagine they're not coming for a vacation in London anytime soon anyways, and it's not going to make a big difference to their life. So I wish the UK would save that energy to actually keeping crime off their own street.
Rabbi Elchanan Popko, the founding editor of the Lamdan and the president of Eitan, thank you for weighing in on your thoughts and comments on different issues in Israel and the Jewish world. We appreciate your time.